Learning the laws of Nisias Kapayim, we last discussed a few of the reasons why before the Kohen ascends to Duchen, to the platform, that his shoes are taken off. We now continue with the next halacha in the Mechaber. It states that Afal pi shenatul ha-kohanim yedehem shachris, chozim v'noten yedehem ad aperek shuchimur hayad v'hazroa. That even though person, everyone's supposed to wash, one of the first things we do in the morning, and therefore you would maybe think that the Kohen, why is it so important for him to have to wash before Nisias Kapayim? Nonetheless, we still require him to do so, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah for the reason for this. And who is the one that is involved in this process? Well, Levi Yotzek Mayim Al Yedehem. In the event that there's a Levi, we have the Levi involved in the pouring of the water for the Kohen. V'kodem l'chein yitol ha-Levi yadav. And the Mechaber says that the Levi, it's preferable that he also should wash his hands before he's involved in this process of assisting the Kohen. But the Rama tells us, v'lo nohagdu ha-Levim litol yedehem t'chila, that we don't have the custom, it's not necessary, you certainly could, but the Rama says you don't have to wash for the Levim. Rak samchu al netilas in shachris, because they wash in the morning, that's sufficient. But when it comes to the Kohanim, for some reason, we are not allowed to be somech. We do not rely on the washing which they did in the morning. The question is, why not? Why do we require the Kohanim to wash if it has to do with the element of being clean? Well, obviously, you have to wash your hands anyway. They were just davening musaf. You should have washed their hands right before they davened Shemone Esrei. So it must have more to do than just that. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. He says, the Ikra Netila Asamchu Rabbanan Akroi. The reason why the Kohanim are involved in the washing before they duchen is something which the Rabbanan look at a pasuk in a critical manner, and they find, based on a verse, the necessity for the Kohanim to wash their hands at that particular time. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Se'u Yadechem Kodesh Uvarchu es Hashem. Kolomar, when the pasuk says that you should cause your hands to be holy and then bless Hashem, so the Chachamim interpret this to mean kishenistal yedehem kachu osam b'tchila, that when you're about to raise your hands in performing the mitzvah, the Nisias Kapayim, in front of the congregation, the pasuk is telling you that kodesh, that they should be already holy or cleansed before. And how does a person make their hands holy? Hainu netila. This is the way of washing. So therefore, based on this, that is what you're supposed to do first. V'yachar kach baruchu es Hashem, birchas Hashem v'hi birchas kohanim. So this is how the Chachamim find a support, a source in the Torah, that it's necessary before the Kohanim are involved in duchening, that their hands should be washed. Vanatilas srichlios b'mayim dafka. We require that this should be done with water. Well, what else are you going to use? You're going to use oil? You're going to use grease? How else are you going to clean your hands? Well, we know that when it comes to hilchas tefillah, in the event where there is no water, a person is still allowed to daven, provided that they at least do something that their hands are clean, by rubbing their hands on wood or something similar to it, which is not netilas yadayim, and they call it nekiyas yadayim. You're making your hands cleanly and clean, and that would be sufficient when it comes to davening. However, when it comes to nesias kapayim, it must be with only water, nothing else. So, pasuk mechaber, the aval pi shenatal yadav shachris, even though, as we mentioned in the words of Rabbi Yosef Karo, that a person already washed their hands, the Kohen did in the morning, yaksvi yakadosh osem kodem nasias kapayim, you still have to wash your hands, krah, tekev l'kedusha bracha mashma, because the pasuk implies that tekev l'kedusha bracha, that right before a person is able to do the bracha, it's necessary to have kedusha, the cleanliness of hands. And as we mentioned, what happens if you do not have water? So you can't use anything else. So if you can't use anything else, does that mean you as a Kohen aren't able to duchen? On the other hand, let's say even more than that. Let's say none of the Kohanim have any water. So that means there's no Nisias Kapayim that day. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the imein lo mayim kosav achronim, that in the event when there is no water, we can say the samchul ismoch al shitas Rambam. What does Maimonides' Rambam hold? The sphere lay the yosef until shidayim shenotel b'shachris. That since you did wash in the morning, so therefore that's sufficient. Of course, it's not the best thing to do, but in the event that for some reason there's no water, there's a shortage of water, then you can rely on the fact that you did wash in the morning. However, kol shelo hisiach Daito, you the Kohen have to be extremely cautious from the time that you wash your hands in the morning when you woke up, the Odeshul Nagabamakamatunaf, that your hands did not become dirty and that they did not touch something which you would have had to have washed your hands to be able to perform any of the avodah to daven. And therefore you have to be very careful in that event to make sure that you did not touch anything which would warrant Nitil Shadayim, which unfortunately you're not of the luxury of having. Now, when it mentions that the way that a person is supposed to wash, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the be'inan davka netila mekli v'koach gavra. Sometimes, if you're at an amusement park and you need to wash, so in the event that you can't get a cup, you may see some people, they turn on the faucet, they turn it on and off, and that's questionable whether or not that's considered koach gavra, that you yourself are involved in this process, but at least you would also maybe need a kli to catch the water. When it comes to nesias kapayim, that's something which is certainly required, that you would need the kli to pour the water onto the hands, and also koach gavra, that the person is doing it and not any other mechanism such as a machine. Now, who is the one that's involved in providing this water for the Kohen? The Levi. Well, what happens if we just don't have any Levim? They're in short supply. So we had water without, short supply of water, now short supply of Levim. What do we do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because she'ain Levi, yosek b'chor peter rechem, that in the event that there's no Levi, we ask a firstborn to be the one that steps up in the Levi's stead. Why? Dehu gamkein kodesh ksas. They also have a certain degree of sanctity. And the Ber Heitev over here, quoting the words of the Magen Avraham, says that when it comes to Bechor, it's dafka Bechor le'aim, only a firstborn from your mother. Of a Bechor le'av levad le'matzinu bo kedusha yidna. We don't find any sanctity by someone who's a firstborn because of their father. But by the mother, there's this idea of what's called Peter Rechem, the first issuance of the womb, and therefore because of this, in the event where there is no Levi, you, the Bechor, can step up and act in his behalf. So, let's imagine for a moment, there is no Levi. And let's also imagine that there's no Bechor either. So, well, I'm not a Bechor, and I'm not a Levi, so maybe I should do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tov Shiato HaKohen Ba'atzmo Mishiatzik Yisrael Al Yado. It's better that the Kohen should do it himself than to have a non-Kohen and a non-Bechor to wash his hands. So that's the step in the process of what should happen in the event that we do not have whom to wash the Kohen's hands. And we mentioned when it comes to the Levi, even though the Mechaber does say that he should wash his hands before he's involved in this process, the Rama holds that we're not noheg like this. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Vim hisichu halavim daitam, just like we mentioned by the Kohen, if the Levi is unsure, possibly that his hands are not clean, Tov shiyitli yideihem mikodem, certainly he should make sure to wash his hands in that circumstance, because shekein heichad nagu begufa. Certainly if he touched an area which would warrant washing, certainly that would be necessary as well. Conclude with the last concept that brought down the Mechaber with regard to washing the hands. The Mechaber says, "Im natul haKohen yadav shachris, if the Kohen washed his hands in the morning, should have, uberach al natilas yadayim, which should have, lo yasul avarech kishenotul yadav tzias kapayim. Although his hands are being washed, it's not necessary, and he should not say a second bracha of al netilas yadayim, because after all, he did it the first time." The Mishnah Berurah says as follows: "De l'inyan bracha samchinan al harambam." The reason why we do not require the Kohen to say the bracha of al netilas yadayim is because we rely on the opinion of the Rambam. The sphere that he holds, the yatsam netila shenatol shachros. As we mentioned, the Rambam holds that really, technically speaking, the washing which precedes Nesias Kapayim is not necessary. We do it. The Rambam nonetheless holds that just as long as the Kohen washes hands in the morning, that's sufficient. And therefore we're going to hold when it comes to a bracha, because we're not sure whether it has to be done, we're going to hold like the Rambam. Of course, we'll have them wash their hands, but nonetheless, the bracha won't be recited because the Rambam holds it's not necessary to do it at all. The chol zed davka imlo naga b'makam matuna. That's only in a place, in a situation where he did not make his hands dirty, but asich died to be in time, that he did not divert his mind from the time he washed in the morning until this time later on in the day. But if he did divert his attention, the kol shekein kishnaga b'makam matuna, and certainly in a situation where he knows his hands are not clean, he would certainly need to make another bracha on the second washing, so says the Magen Avraham. However, in conclusion, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that we do not, even in the event that his hands are definitely dirty and he needs to wash a second time, we still do not require him, we do not tell him to say a second bracha. Any Kohen who has the proper level of Yiras Shemayim, Yishmor Yadav Mishas Netilas Oshachres, he should always be very careful. For when it comes to the washing the hands on the day that he does Nesis Kapayim, Shaliga B'makam HaMuchloch, Shal Yipo B'Safik Bracha. So that he should not fall under this category of doubt, he should be careful to make sure that 100% his hands were always clean from the early points of the morning. Amen.